Hundreds waited in line this morning for global fashion retailer H&M to open its new store in Anchorage. Even as the state feels the squeeze of low oil prices, Alaskan shoppers are still keen to lay down their dollars on national brands. KSKA's Monica Gokey has more.
If you were at the Diamond Center today, you only had to follow the sound of techno music to find H&M. Hundreds of people were lined up outside the store for its Anchorage debut. There was screaming, there was flash mob dancing, there were free giveaways of things like selfie sticks and gaudy sunglasses, and a few lucky ones got H&M gift cards. Dee Dee Harris was in the line for about 2 hours before the store opening. She moved to Alaska from California. The shopping here, she says, is lackluster.
I really wish they had a Macy's and a Victoria's Secret. And, you know, I can't think of everything right now, but really a Macy's. That's like my favorite store.
But Harris says she's actually pumped for H&M. It wasn't one of her standbys in California, but she's excited to give it a try. H&M is one of several national brands opening doors in Anchorage this year. Bath & Body Works opened at the Fifth Avenue Mall earlier this summer, and Nordstrom Rack is scheduled to open later in the fall. Last year, Cabela's, Bass Pro, and a number of national restaurant brands came to Anchorage. Overall, Anchorage lost jobs last year, but jobs in the retail sector grew 3.5%, and that was the largest growth of any employment sector, according to a state labor report. For Diamond Center owner Hugh Ashlock, today's H&M opening was the culmination of a 3-year courtship with the Swedish fashion giant.
We were able to give them a 2-story fascia on a major street and give them the brand image that they want.
That brand image H&M wanted, Ashlock says, had about a $9 million price tag, which was split between the retailer and the Diamond Center.
So H&M always wants a flagship in every market. And they want to do what they call their full brand expression, which in H&M's case is a very modern, white, clean, 2-story fascia with a lot of glass. And so we were able to do renderings to show them. We researched their best looking stores. And then I did a rendering showing them on that corner. And that really sold them on, here's what you can have at Diamond Center.
The process Ashlock just described, doing the store renderings and showing H&M that they could, in fact, have a sexy-looking store in Alaska, that is not really the norm. Malls in the lower 48 don't usually have to woo retailers to that extent.
You know, sometimes selling Alaska is a more difficult proposition than selling Diamond Center. But once they're up here, they do really well.
With falling oil prices and fiscal belt tightening in other areas of the city's economy, retail growth is forecasted to slow down this year. But hundreds of fashion-hungry shoppers lining up outside H&M shows us that Alaskans are, indeed, hungry for national brands.
4, 3, 2, 1,
In Anchorage, I'm Monica Gokey with Casey Ellingson.